From Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight Music, our monthly exploration of artists and sounds from in and around the Sacramento scene. I'm Nick Bruner, and this is Tel Cairo. Cameron Others and Seven have been making music together for over 20 years, and 2018 is arguably their most productive. They released four albums as Tel Cairo, they re-released their 2013 debut album, and on top of all that, Cameron released his own record as his solo project called Mission Control. I'm winded just reading this list. Seven and Cameron came in to speak with us about their decades-long career together, a few cutting observations about the Sacramento music scene, but we're going to start with the amazing amount of work they produced just this year.
It was like a good year, year and a half. We just wrote nonstop, and it was like, what, 72 songs we came up with?
I think so.
And we like narrowed it down to 40 that fit. I mean, and mostly everyone was giving us advice like, oh, just release one album at a time or something like that. And I'm like, well, they all sound like they're from the same writing period because they were. Let's just do that so we can move on to something else down the line. And like, you know, we like to challenge ourselves. They were a sentence, basically. So like, you know, the first album's called Black Is. Second one is A Tuesday Morning.
Yeah.
Then it's Wednesday Is A White Lie. So it's completed. It's, you know, Black Is A Tuesday Morning, Wednesday Is A White Lie. Pretty lucky about the features that were on there, too.
Yeah.
From like Shoti Ma to
Shoti.
Like Black Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
Chewy's on there. And then, oh, that new kid, what's his name? Hobo Johnson?
Yeah, I understand he's doing big things.
Yeah, he's on his way up.
This guy, I don't know if you heard of him.
Yeah.
And Tara Lopez is on there too.
Yeah.
Was there anybody that you were hoping to get for this project that you couldn't?
A lot, and we have still those recordings, and it just wasn't scheduled right. Like a lot, and maybe they'll show up, maybe they won't. And it's just, it's scheduling. You know, when you deal with that many people, I don't even know how the Gorillaz do it. That's insane. Like just so many different people.
Thank you. I take it that with everything going on, you weren't really worried about overextending yourselves.
No.
That ever go through your heads to be like, oh God, have we bit off more than we can chew?
No, on the, like, a subconscious level, or like, you know what I mean? Not like a thing you're like thinking out, saying out loud, like, oh, this is too much. But, you know, when you got tons and tons of music after you've like set it out, or like maybe midway, you're thinking about how much more there is. Like, oh, that's a lot. But I don't feel like it was ever like, this is too much to do. It's just, if you're constantly creating and inspired, is weird. I just felt like, well, let's just keep doing it.
You have to practice your art every day, or exercise it if it's not practicing anymore, and try new things and experiments. But you can't just sit in there and never release it.
Put it out there. That's easy to do.
Yeah.
Usually people just kind of release it like in slightly more digestible chunks. So this is such a large volume coming out at once. It just seems Herculean.
It's also like your net's bigger. Certain songs may catch somewhere else just because of the way they sound, or like they might, people are putting them on playlists, and the algorithm might put them in a certain genre that not things on the other albums they might not associate them with. So it's like, okay, well, maybe this album, people are going to catch on this album over here, and maybe they'll look it up and then find out there's more, or maybe they'll catch on to this one of the other albums like 2 years later. Who knows? You know, there's so much sound. It's like, why not just try to just get it to everybody?
Tengo todas las claves, llevo las bases, no compro frases, solo paso por mi fase, no te pases, soy un terremoto de energía, llego con la mía, soy la tía, la maldita, pero nunca fría, me ven chiquitita, bien tranquila, bien mansita, pero soy la fiera de la noche de la batería, metiéndole bien duro, lo mío seguro, te lo juro, no me muevo con el viento, tengo mi cimiento, no en cemento, chilling con ancestros, crezco lento, pero caliento con mi aliento, sabes lo que pienso, lo que siento, mi rito es siniestro, lejos de bien peso, pero si me reta yo le llego, y me atrevo, no me gustan las mentiras, ni las niñas que se fijan, demasiado en las cifras, en la cinta, perdiendo la cabeza por las calorías. Ya lo sabe. Ni pa' la hierba les alcanza, pa' típico.
fiera, si eres perra, métele candela, si eres perra. Si eres fiera, métele candela, si eres perra. Métele candela, si eres perra. Si eres sincera, métele candela, si eres perra. Métele candela, si eres perra. Si eres sincera, métele candela, si eres perra. Métele candela, si eres perra. Si eres sincera.
Okay, that was not that bad.
Where does the dividing line come from? If you've written 70 songs and narrowed that down, you said to 40? Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What puts a track on a Tuesday morning as opposed to A White Lie?
We build an algorithm, like literally built an algorithm
really?
To put all our songs and load it in. You know, we're nerds. We're nerds with laptops. And we asked it to tell us, and it did a really good job. We just told it what song we wanted to start with, which was actually just a noise track.
Yeah.
That when we were outside of Ira Skinner's old studio where we shared with like Death Grips, there was this homeless guy just like screaming and yelling at people. I could hear so many things in it that because of that is why we dove into like soundscaping. And like the whole, all four albums are recorded binaurally. So it's like surround sound, four headphones, and cars. And you go to Best Buy and try to buy a stereo system, it doesn't exist. So we purposely focused on that because of that guy's dialogue that was going on, and we were able to shape him around. We moved our like snares to like where it would feel like if you were playing a drum set. And so you can actually hear the snare like right here, the kicks on the floor, hi-hats are spread around. It's pretty cool.
You're probably going to hear something different every time you listen to it. When I've listened to just the songs on my own after everything was done, so try to like have to remove yourself from the whole recording process and just like revisit everything. I feel like I've gotten a different experience in different places, but the most sound, like, encompassing thing I've had is in headphones. You can hear things that are, like, panned off and set into the left in the environment. It feels like you're in a room where the sound's being made, so, like, it's like you're listening in 3D. I didn't realize until I was much later in life that people didn't all respond to music the same way or like feel music the same way that I do and some other people do.
Tara.
Tara Lopez, she has synesthesia?
She sees colors?
She hears colors.
Hears colors.
So like purple is bass and then like, there's different colors of different things. Mine is more emotional, but it's not necessarily visual where I see it, but I just feel things like out and I like drift off. If you just talk to me in the normal, you might think I'm not paying attention. I am. I'm just like, I might be over to the left in the corner, but I'm still like here.
What does your solo project allow you to do that you don't do with Tel Cairo?
Well, for one, every song has vocals on it. And with Tel Cairo, it's more, I mean, I do some feature stuff on there and I'll do stuff with the other artists vocally. But mostly I'm playing keys and doing stuff back and forth with Seven. So on Mission Control, it was just my ideas. Like I didn't, it's different writing by yourself than it is writing with someone else. So I got to really dive into a lot of personal issues I was going through in the last 2 years. It's basically a diary. It's the most open I think I've been with anybody. So it was a little strange to put it out to the world.
Yeah, how does it feel to take such personal material and then just kind of let it out there for the world to experience?
It feels good now. I've gotten a lot of good feedback and seems to resonate with people. But, you know, when you're doing it, you're not sure. And just being on different musical hypes and being into all kinds of different things, the way I put it together, I wasn't exactly sure who it was going to resonate with or if people were going to get it. It's like sometimes when you mix different kinds of genres and stuff together, it's not the mix that people want, per se, but it's just what felt right. So it really came down to me just sorting through things, and I was like, I have to put this out. Like, it just has to be done. So when people were responding, it just made me relax a little bit about it, because it's just a little nerve-wracking to put that out there.
The God I've built around me has found defeat. Amazing. I dream about you, girl, when I am not asleep. Oh, baby, how did you break down the walls and drown the floor?
you tap into my mind. I swear I tried to draw the line. I've crossed the line to get to you. Like I might never leave. Is this the season of deceiving? Another evening we dive into. Your hands reluctant, but your eyes they show me truth. It's scary cause the things that we might never do. Cause I ain't got no time to be in love with you. In love with you. To where my body lays, babe. And then you draw the line around. I cross the line to get to you.
Have such a varied amount of Sacramento-based talent on all of these records, including Task One, who was persona non grata, right? After a few years ago, it came out that Task was essentially stealing lyrics from other rappers. His music career, as far as what I had seen, had been practically non-existent until these records came out. So I was kind of surprised to see him appear in that capacity. Was that a consideration, his past, when making these records and collaborating with him? And what's your relationship like with Task these days?
Corey is a friend, and he's super talented. And, you know, he went through it. He doubted himself a little bit and did what he did. But he's a friend. He didn't club a baby seal. Like, on the grand scheme of things, since then, fascism has come back and, like, Trump's a Nazi and, like, you know, all this other stuff going on. I mean, like, it really means nothing to us. And we write our music for ourselves first. You know, that song we did with him was done a long time ago. Because, again, we spent over these four albums, it was like about 4 years. So, and it was good. And we loved it. And he's our friend. And that's, you know, everyone on these albums are our friends. Yeah. Some are more, some are less, you know, enough that we fight with each other too. Those are kind of friends, you know. And nobody's our boss but us. That's the bottom line. Yeah. And like,
even when that came up, it's like, well, this song's original. The song is really good. It doesn't matter what you do. Someone's going to have something bad to say about it. Like, people are going to be upset or hate about it. But like, whatever. Like, I like this song. Like, this is a good song. So you just deal with it.
And I won't even be PC about it. Sacramento hates anybody who starts succeeding. And that becomes a pressure type of situation. You know, we're both from Oakland originally. You know, so I came out here and I saw, you know, anytime someone starts to come up in Sac, everyone just starts hating on them. And that's a lot of freaking pressure.
You're seeing that now with Hobo Johnson in a big way from a lot of different corners.
Absolutely. And we stand firmly behind him. You know, a lot of people were trying to put their own spin on who he is and what he is. Those same people try to misjudge us as well at one point when we volunteered to help. One particular person claimed I was white passing, not Mexican and white. And they also did that to Hobo. So they get to judge our race and our, you know, and Cam Skate, so he might not be black enough, you know. But it was just, so, and that's a Sacramento thing. That's like, you know, Sacramento just, it's just some haters. And that's why some of your greatest artists leave.
What do you attribute to, if anything, if it can be codified, what's going on that continues to have that kind of vibe?
Sac's a small town who's growing really big. You know, we saw that in Oakland. It started getting gentrified because there was like, you know, for whatever reasons they started doing it. Here, it's happening the same. So now everyone's getting pushed out. I said this when I got here, is that Sac is a great place to write and create, but they don't support their artists. You know, they'll always ask to be on the guest list. They won't pay a $5 cover, and that isn't anywhere in the United States like that. But if your music or your art makes it here, it will make it anywhere. There are a lot of experimental acts that came from here. Lee Bannon, Death Grips, Rituals of Mine, Deftones, Hobo, that, like, normally, if you were like in LA, that nobody would have given him a chance, but they made it here and it worked.
Tell Cairo, that's Seven and Cameron Others. Links to their records and videos from their in-studio performance are up right now. All you have to do is just clickety-clack over to capradio.org/insightmusic. And we're back in a minute, right here on Cap Radio.